Hey, beautiful life. Om Shanti. It's 8 p.m. here in Manipal, and I'm recording this podcast for today, Wednesday. So it's been a fantastic day in terms of, I would say, meeting people, going for an easy ride, and of course, the 12 and a half, or I would say rather a 13K run in the evening to wind up my day. So started off early. I woke up at around 4:30 a.m. So I'm waking up without an alarm. So that's a good sign. Sleep score is still hovering around 75. I would want to really get it up to around 90. Not been successful with that yet. But I'm happy that I'm feeling recovered. My HRV scores have definitely improved. And I've been using this, I would say, this chip that actually cancels the Wi-Fi and claims to improve your sleep as well as your heart rate and HRV. So I've been trying that, and I see some good results in that. So still need to experiment with that a little more. And if it really works, then definitely I would like to also recommend this to my trainees as well as people who have trouble falling asleep and who are, I know, constantly having niggles and injuries. So this is going to be a great tool, a non-invasive tool, right, to, you know, make sure that you get good sleep. You know, radiation plays a big role. So we have Wi-Fi, telephone towers, your mobile phones, everything that causes a lot of radiations, EMF radiations, and that can impact your health, it can impact your sleep, it can impact your mood also. So trying to cancel that out definitely helps. So this is a card which I brought from Amazon. It's $500. But yes, I just have to test it for a month or so before I can actually say that yes, it is working. You know, so if it does work, I definitely will go for a costlier version of the same thing. And, see to it that I put it all around my home so that, it becomes a healthy, place to stay and without worrying about EMF radiations. That's one of the experiments that I'm doing. I do a lot of experiments, and they actually help me, understand how our body works, and that's one of the key things, right? Been trying this copper water now since last, 2 days. And I've been also trying alkaline water. I've been trying structured water. I've been trying magnetized water. I've been trying different types of waters and even magnesium water. So I've mixed magnesium and malic acid and created hydrogen water. So a lot of experiments that are running in parallel, I have to see which one is actually working, which one is actually effective. I need to really find out, the testing mechanisms for all these things. One thing that I can always notice is, the amount of effort that I'm putting in terms of physical activity. How is my recovery? How is my sleep? How is my HRV? How is my sleep score? All these things matter a lot. And if they are improving despite increase in physical activity, that means I'm at least going on the right track. So yes, these also come with a lot of side effects, like I told you, upset stomach, right? These are side effects of maybe having too much of magnesium. A lot of experiments, you need to also dial back and remove one of the elements and see whether that's a cause. One thing that I noticed is when I mix my electrolytes with another pre-workout powder, that's also causing an upset stomach. So all these things have different reactions to it. And yes, it takes a lot of effort to actually experiment with all of that and come up with this. I have to put my body through a lot of tests, to see what works, what doesn't work. and sometimes it works and many times it does not work. So there's an element of you can say unknownness. I won't say a complete health hazard, because I always will draw back moment I don't see results or if I see negative results. But yes, you know, it's an exciting phase, I would say, experimenting with water and radiation at the same time. So yeah, that's been going well. So today I went for a ride, an easy ride. So I thought I would just take it easy and go for a nice 30K ride. I was on my way. I met one of the cyclists was waiting for his GPS signal. So I just crossed him and then I said, okay, let me go and ride with him. So I turned back and caught up with him and I, you know, introduced myself. And, you know, he's a dentist who works in Mangalore but stays in Manipal. He's got three kids and he's come here, you know, for the treatment of his third son who's having some physical ailment. And he's been here for the last 2.5-3 years. So just spoke to him about you know, different things. He has a nice road bike. So happy to see a neighborhood cyclist, you know. But yeah, he still needs to improve. He's very slow. He's especially on the hills. He was not too, you know, strong. So I just told him, yeah, just be regular and, you know, we can go for rides together. So that would be really nice. So let's see. You know, if he can join for a few rides, that'll be nice. So he did, I did around 16K with him and then he went home and then I continued to complete my 30 kilometers of ride. I went towards Agumbe. Now, of course, the only challenge that we face here in Manipal are the stray dogs, but they are still manageable. Traffic is not much, so you can still enjoy the rides in Manipal here. So that's a plus point. You know, I feel very safe cycling here in Manipal. Came back home at around 8 o'clock and yeah, I pretty much I was working on my mobile today for till 10 o'clock. I wanted to you know, do my connects and reviews just using my mobile rather than opening the laptop. And then around 10:40, I had a short power nap. So it was a late power nap for me. There's a lot of pending work that I had to do. So then woke up at around 11:15-ish or so after around 20-40 minutes of power nap and had a short cup of coffee and then got back to work. Had my lunch at around 12 o'clock. So that was nice with salad, fish, foxtail millet, and dal. So that was a nice simple lunch that I had, and then again got back to work, you know, for some time till 2 o'clock, and then took another short nap. And I was working again on, you know, researching on the best investments that can be done. And then at around 3 o'clock I wanted to, you know, shop for some you can say apple cider vinegar supplements. So found a few one. So I need to buy. Maybe I'll buy today or tomorrow. Let's see. And then I had my calorie practice today. So you know, the calorie movements are so nice and precise. And they really help me, you know, with my patience. And I really need to focus on what my Guruji is saying. It's a long distance training, so you know, it's everything is either through voice or through action, you know. So learning calorie is one of the best things that I have done, and I want to continue learning this, you know, for quite some time. I don't want to leave this part because it's really helping me be physically as well as mentally fit. So this is something that I always look forward to. So after the calorie practice, you know, I went for a run. Again, it was not planned. I didn't plan to do around 13K, but it just happened. Again, focus was completely on my form. I was chanting mantra throughout, you know, trying to really focus on, you know, being inward rather than outward, and enjoyed my run. It was like a smooth run. Came back home, had my dinner. So dinner was, this is millet mix. I do not know what Seema has brought, but it's a millet mix. And she couldn't make rotis out of it, so she ended up making dosa. I had that, and then with burji, egg burji. And now I'm just winding up for the day. So that's how my day went by. I would definitely want to talk about a lot of interesting stuff that I'm working on. Stay tuned. Till then, Om Shanti.